Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
Sky Podcast. We are your host. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday, Holocult. You know what that means. We're here to hang out with you, get you through the work week. It's going to be a good time. Kyle's coming in with some more. What's the guy's name?
Corey Good.
Corey Good. Corey Goodness for this week. So hope you're all stoked for that. But before we get into it, we got to get through the business. So if you're new to the show and you don't want to listen to us talk, fast forward to about 4.5-5 minutes and you'll be where you want to be. But if you like to listen to us talk, just hang out. Check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and you will find us there. Come join the cult, be part of the community. It's just a great time. If you'd like a different experience, you can pop over to the YouTube channel and you can watch our handsome faces talking, saying exactly what we're saying now. Because if there's one thing me and Kyle have, it's faces for podcasting.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's a given.
That is a given. If you've got a paranormal experience you'd like for us to share on a feature, share on a future Thursday show, Kyle's got some deets for you.
I do. It's easy. Hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. Shoot it over there. We file it away. And then we get you in an episode. Helps us out, helps you out. We're kind of saving the world one listener experience at a time.
At a time.
That's all we can do.
If you got a real ripper, something real crazy, shoot an email like for an interview or something. We can talk about it. We can talk about it. You possessed by a demon? Let's talk about it.
I definitely am ready for that one.
Your government whistleblower? Talk about it.
Also ready for that one.
But yeah. Yeah. If you'd like to support the show, which is a cool thing to do, we got a Patreon up where you can go and get extra episodes. You can get, what else we got over there? Ad-free episodes, early drops on our episodes. There's Casket Breath AI metal music that's exclusive to Patreon. If you're into metal, you can go over there and rip it. It's pretty sick. Definitely something you should check out if you want some more of us, some more of me and Kyle here. We also have a website, hollowskypodcast.com. We've got a store there. You can go check out t-shirts, hats, stickers, all kinds of good stuff. Best thing you can do is share the show word of mouth, which I don't even have to tell you how to do that. If you want some QR codes, QR code slaps, stickers to vandalize your town with, shoot us a shipping address to the emails and I'll send you some. And then you can just help take over the world. It's pretty easy. You can also go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And when and if I find them, I'm going to shout you out. I'm trying my best. This is this week's 5-star rating and review comes to us from our friend Corduroy Cat. Corduroy Cat says, doing me is scary. 5 stars. First, the stories are always thrilling, fascinating, and terrifying. Never disappointed. Second, the assorted F-bombs and hysterical comments are the bow that ties everything together. Well, Corduroy Cat, thanks for taking the time to leave us that 5-star rating and review. We're glad we can creep you out and make you laugh because we say the F word a lot.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Saying the F word.
Yeah, it's a good feeling not to be judged for who we are.
Yeah, which doesn't happen very often.
Not ever.
But yes, thank you. Keep those coming. We did pass the 1K mark, so
pretty much love.
Cool. Much love. We hear you guys. And we appreciate you. That being said, 5 minutes. We're going to, I can't remember the guy's name already.
Corey Good.
I almost called him Paul. Maybe that's his government name.
I believe that. Like I said, I feel like he is in our Discord at any given time.
I hope so.
He reminds me a lot of our friend Resident Alien. I think they're, if it's not the same guy, they're BFFs. They gotta be. Cause I feel like Corey gives tons of information to Resident Alien. But anyways, going into the show, on the last episode I did, we did end it with a little bit from Corey and like his Q&A sessions. And I found his website, started digging through the website. I actually hated the website. It's just a clusterfuck. I do understand it, though, because it's kind of set up like a news website. He's got links that you can click that take you to different articles for different applications and stories and updates. I tried to sift through as much of it as I could and get some of the good nuggets. Who is Corey Good? I'm sure you're all wondering by now. Corey is a self-identified intuitive empath. It's a lot to take in there. He was recruited into the MyLab programs at the age of 6. We see that very often. How these kids are kind of sucked into this life at about 6 years old for whatever reason. I assume probably has something to do with the development of their brain. Like maybe that's an age where they reach a peak in something. But apparently he trained in the MyLab programs from 1976 to roughly 1987. During the end of his run with a MyLab assignment, he was placed in a intuitive empath role for a rotating Earth delegate seat. And that reminds me of the episode that I did where they had the genetics program. The guy was curated for the military, ends up being able to communicate with ETs. I kind of get the same vibe. But this Earth delegate is essentially a delegate that gets to attend an alien council.
Which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. His IE abilities played a big part in being able to communicate with all of these beings. Corey apparently was also involved in a 20 and back program from 87 to 2007. He now works in the information technology and communications industry with roughly 20 years experience in hardware and software virtualization, physical and IT security, counter electronic surveillance, risk assessment, and executive protection, and served in the Texas Army State Guard from 2007 to 2012. C4I, which is Command Control Communications, Computation, and Intelligence. He now continues his IE work and remains in direct physical contact with a race of extraterrestrials known as the Blue Avians, which are apparently a part of this Sphere Alliance.
Which I also don't trust.
No, no.
They can get
it. Not at all. Yeah.
They can get it. All of them.
Yeah. And it's even weirder now that we're getting reports, which we'll talk about later on, but that all of the aliens come from the ocean. So now you have a big teeter-totter of what's actually going on out there.
Yeah, now you definitely don't know what's real.
Exactly.
You know what? The ones underwater can get it too.
Oh, I absolutely agree.
Again, die today.
Absolutely agree. Corey and David Wilcock have been working together for quite some time. David says that not only has he vetted Corey, but both of these guys have had death threats, close betrayals, financial hardships, and what they would consider toxic abuse, whatever that means.
Ooh.
Sounds like a new age trigger word, if you ask me. But
it also might have to do with the age when they come in. Like,
oh yeah, I hope that's not the case.
Yeah. Which I mean, you hear toxic abuse, your mind goes to some shitty places.
Yeah, that's not a good one. Let's hope that's not the case. Corey himself has been abducted by various human and ET groups. Ironically, put the human in there, like our friend, what's his face, says that we need to do an episode on. You were going to do an episode on him, but then
Max Spears.
Yes, that guy. That guy.
Yeah. Which kind of falls in line with Corey Good anyway there. I feel like every guys in those programs, like the way they interact with each other is weird, not to like hijack the show or anything. But in my research with Max Spears, like he would be places like on vacation or whatever, have nothing else to do with them, and other members of the program would just show up where he's at. Like almost like they were being controlled.
It is strange.
Yeah. Like they're not like at a conference or something, some shit like that. Like he's at a McDonald's in Dubai and another one would show up there.
That gives a whole new meaning to I'll call it controlled consciousness,
which is terrifying.
Yeah. I'm coining that phrase too. So everybody F off. You're not stealing it.
We're trying to tidy up the F bombs in the show.
Yeah. We're trying to do better. So now I'm just going to say F.
Yeah.
Cause F off, it still has a ring to it.
Frig off.
Yeah. That's I was thinking about that the other day, not to get sidetracked, but
we do that.
Like, what would you rather as an adult, as a grown ass human being, what would you rather me say? Oh, fudge.
I almost spit my soda out. I think we should.
Oh, frig. No, it just that doesn't have it. It just doesn't have it.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So
I'm 100% on board.
But you know what? Maybe that's the new Hollow Sky way. Maybe we come up with asinine things as replacement words. Which
Fordian.
Yeah, it could be humorous. Anyways, I'll go back to the episode
something.
Now.
It's going
to
be something.
Yeah. So through Corey and David, they're working with the Sphere Alliance. They have this whole network thing set up. And apparently they have five different groups that are attempting at disclosure through them. You have a group known as the Earth Alliance. You have MICSSP, which is Military Industrial Complex Secret Space Program. You have the SSP Alliance, the Inner Earth Alliance, and the Sphere Being Alliance. All of them claim that their intel, which is right up to par for everything, all of them, in regards to releasing information to Corey and David, claim that their intel is of the utmost urgency and must be pushed out ASAP. Mind you that this information that we're currently talking about in my episode was being pushed out at around 2016. So that wasn't around some of the first public UAP drops from the government, was it? Wasn't that like 20, more like 2018? Yeah, that's so. What I thought.
I'll Google.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was around 2018 because I think it was right before the C-19 stuff.
Yeah, it was.
But these groups and Corey and David, they talk about the cabals, or the cabal, and its final salvage plan, claiming that the cabal is essentially on its last leg. They are pushing for a rebrand and attempting to salvage what power they have. Once again, in regards to a lot of that, I have reservations about this take on the cabal and their overarching power that they're attempting to rebrand themselves, so to speak. And I don't know. I feel like it's a little QAnon-y. Like it fits this narrative, because we talk about the 4D chess, right? And how these people really like to play with the minds of people. And I feel like around that time, specifically, even branching into a little bit today. Actually, no, it is branching into today because you have the Diddy stuff. But I feel like that type of information isn't coming out for no reason. Like there's an underlying avenue that they're probably pursuing and allowing that information to surface. Right.
Yeah.
So essentially it's one of the many smoke and mirrors that they like to play with. So I kind of take that information with a grain of salt. At least I'm suspect of it. I'm not sure where I sit on that. I'm not saying that it doesn't have truth. I'm not saying that it's not possible, but if you expect me to believe that that is their main avenue, I'm not going to really buy that.
Yeah, I agree.
So another thing that the cabals are trying to do amongst, which it does kind of, I'm not going to lie, it does kind of play out. So you have that aspect of it, the Diddy, the Epstein, the Pizzagate, all that stuff is apparently boiling to the surface. And so one of the moves that the cabal is trying to take, and it is, I'm not going to lie, it's ironic to say the least now that I'm sitting and thinking about it. One of the things apparently that they're mitigating that with is what they would call partial disclosure. Which, if you think about it, and I'm not, like I said, not saying I'm 100% sold, but you run what little disclosure we've had next to some of the other things that have been put out in the news, and it's kind of like,
yep.
Well, I mean, you're not, that's not actually far off at this point.
No, I mean, look at the two biggest drops we've had. One, right after the world shut down.
Yeah.
And two, right after the biggest election of probably the last, I don't know how many decades.
Well, and then correct me if I'm wrong, but the last big drop we had was right around Epstein.
Yeah, there was one there too.
And then you have old Diddy not too long ago getting dropped.
Yep.
And now we have this new set of disclosure coming forward.
Which is, it makes you wonder which is the smokescreen for which.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then you have things like, it's funny because they try to kind of like keep it not under wraps because they're disclosing it, which that in itself, like you essentially wouldn't have to, you know, you're world governments. You don't even have to fuck with that shit if you don't want to. Whoops. Frig with that stuff if you don't want to. But then you have those like weird one-off things where it's almost like catastrophic disclosure, right? Like the Miami Mall incident.
Yeah.
Like to this day, nobody knows what was going on.
Right.
Like, where's all the CCTV footage of it just being a normal mall day or there being a bunch of rowdy teenagers running around? Where is that shit?
Exactly.
Because that would shut everybody up. That would shut everybody up that giant interdimensional beings or underwater oceanic beings weren't in that mall. But I don't know. I haven't seen any.
I absolutely agree. And it is weird that you say that because another tag that they take is this whole partial admission. And by doing this, you have where they will, and it, you know, use your brains here. They will punish / expose mid-level people, which we do kind of see happening. And then there will also be a global financial reset inbound. And we're not, I honestly don't think we're far from that.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Me either. And to be fair, I think the world has been contemplating and dancing around that idea for a hot minute now. And this, all this, like I said, all this information was kicked out in 2016 too. So we got to kind of have our minds rewind to 2016 and think about that time frame as what was going on when all this information was kicked out.
Because that was essentially a decade ago, and the world is different now. No matter how you want to slice it up, the world has significantly changed.
Oh, absolutely.
Them being on the cusp of all of that weirdness before the world just shut down for a year is pretty, pretty wild.
Another thing, as I'm kind of skimming ahead in my notes, another thing to consider when you talk about the conspiracy side of things and a disclosure side of things and all them inner workings. If you're in it, you also know that sometimes, and you could chalk this up to a million and one excuses, but I have noticed that timeframes, timetables also change depending on the current layout of the battlefield, so to speak, because they could be moving in one direction. Humanity accidentally throws a wrench in their plans. They got to adjust the time, so on and so forth. And he says, after the global financial reset, or amongst these, I'm not sure that it's exactly numbered in a way, but another thing that will happen is public disclosure on two large cloaked orbital platforms, a flying black triangle craft, and the ability to travel throughout our solar system. And in my opinion, the flying black triangle craft is probably the TR-3P.
That was the first thing that I thought.
The classic.
Yep.
And it honestly, it doesn't sound like, it doesn't feel like we're that far off of them coming forward with the ability to travel throughout our solar system with immaculate constellation and the talk of Solar Warden and all these other programs. I don't feel like we're far from them
letting it fly.
Yeah. And on top of that, it plays directly in into previous research, because another thing that they're going to do is the unveiling of ancient high-tech ruins in Antarctica.
Great.
And how they've been excavated, which will then apparently prove Atlantis is real and they were far more advanced than anyone previously thought.
Which lines up exactly with what the last round of disclosure says.
It's weird, right?
It's frigged, bud.
Like when it is frigged. whenever I was writing this, like there was a level of like, oh yeah. I mean, you're kind of grasping at a lot of conspiratorial straws and a lot of chatter in the alien world. And then we talk about it now as time plays itself out. And now you're kind of like, well, shit.
Yeah. That's what I was just thinking.
Some of these pieces are actually kind of halfway falling into place here.
That was set up 10 years ago. And literally within the week, these whistleblowers said, yeah, they're coming from under the ocean.
Yeah. It's really, really strange.
And you know, think about that. Just let that sit in your brain and percolate for a little bit. That's worst case scenario for you, Kyle. They're coming from under the ocean.
Oh, well, that makes them public enemy number one.
That is the worst place they could have came from.
Actually, it's probably the best because it gives me a reason to fight them.
Gives me a reason.
Yeah. They're going to try to talk to me. And I'm going to go, I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go, why? I'm like, because you're from the ocean. Nothing good comes from the ocean. Oh. Okay.
Tsunamis suck. Hurricanes suck.
Exactly.
Jellyfish suck. Brain-eating amoebas suck.
Also sucks.
It's just how it is.
Yeah, I agree.
Underwater aliens suck.
You know, and to think about it, I'm going to read this next line and then I'm going to circle back to what we were talking about just a second ago. Also revealing of ancient ruins over 1.8 billion years old and how these are typically made of crystalline, transparent aluminum alloy. Well, when we were just talking about the UAP hearings, you were telling me how they were saying these ETs are coming from the ocean and they've been here far, 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 far longer than humans have been, which is crazy. That we, you know, I'm at the 1.8 billion years old, ancient ruins.
Way older than humans.
It's weird, man.
What if they just decide that we're an invasive species?
They'll probably get bug bombs. And just bug bomb us.
I got something they can bug bomb. They can fucking get it.
Friggin'.
I hate aliens.
I do too.
With a passion.
Trying to fight.
I will not negotiate with terrorists.
Oh, if they're coming from the ocean, they're definitely terrorists.
That's what I'm saying.
Without question. And I know
coming from space, they are too.
At this point, I know that a lot of our listeners feel the same way.
We're starting a revolution.
Yeah.
You can come in peace. I do not. 100%.
This is true.
You don't want to end up on my front lawn because we are not going to be friends.
Yeah, that'd be a bad move. Try to go door to door.
Fair warning.
Apparently, we may also get disclosure of Paul White's, whatever the frig that means.
Like the Big Show, Paul White?
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that kind of tracks itself. Put it together there.
Yeah, I said tall whites, but Paul White works too.
He's also tall and white.
Paul Wall.
So, selling everybody grills.
I mean, if they're going door-to-door selling grills.
I'd buy one.
I probably would too.
Then fight them.
I mean, how often do you get an ET grill?
I've never had one.
Get it custom made with violence like Kurt Angle. I'd wear it.
We need to get Kurt Angle on the show.
I'm 100% down.
I'll try. I'll reach out on Twitter.
100% down. But apparently, also weird.
Bring it back in.
Yeah. Also weird. They will explain that these tall whites have been around for a very long time. And I don't know how this one's going to go, but apparently they're going to hope that they can get us to follow a mystical new religion, which is going to be offered by these tall white beings.
I mean, think about it. Any experiencer that has had UFO encounter,
mm-hmm.
that deal with essentially tall whites, the lady in white, such and such and such.
It is kind of ironic.
What route does it go? Directly to religion.
Directly it is to true. And then we have to play into that. Once I'm not saying that I 100% buy it, but we play into that. The law of one. Same thing. It's an overarching teaching of which closely resembles religion. And it's all about the love and light and stuff. Not saying that people shouldn't follow that, but the question is should you follow it from extraterrestrials?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Because humankind is kind of at like an all-time high of being susceptible to influence right now. We're like, it is really bad right now.
Emotions are our biggest downfall, unfortunately. They are what make us uniquely human, and they are easily toyed with.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Yep. Which will get an alien punched.
I mean, it'd be interesting to get the opportunity to do that.
I feel like we've been standing on that since day one. Since Alien Skip It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've been standing on violence.
It's kind of our thing.
It is. It is our thing.
Get effed, boys.
Die today.
So somehow the exposing of human trafficking issue is going to be brought to the forefront, which is happening. So essentially they're claiming that the cabal is heavily involved in these massive crimes, including human trafficking. And instead of being outed, they will begin a disclosure attempt of aliens to distract people from said topics. They may even say that life is out there, but it rarely visits here. The cabal will also attempt to rebrand themselves as the good guys.
Which is exactly what they're doing right now.
I know.
They literally, like, the people that are breaking down all of this disclosure information are like, yeah, it's all coming from under the ocean. They're like, that's why it stays within, like, they had a name for it, like our lower atmosphere, like from where the space station is lower. They said that's why none of these giant telescopes and shit ever get any pictures of any UFOs or any pictures of giant motherships or anything, because they're all here. They're all terrestrial. They're all of Earth. Which is exactly what they want us to believe.
Yeah, I don't believe that all of it is from Earth, but I 100% believe that some of it is from Earth, without question.
I was like, all right, bet they're all from the ocean. We'll just drain it and fight them. Now that's what they want us to believe.
I'm really curious as to how you're going to drain the fucking friggin' ocean.
I haven't worked out. I haven't worked out the plans yet.
Yeah.
But where are they going to hide at that point?
I mean, I know at least one state you could start pumping it into.
Yeah.
And it's Illinois.
Same. There's not enough water in the ocean to fill the holes of this state.
That's true. It is facts.
But I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet, but that's the plan.
It's not a bad one. It's logical outside of the fact that it's not, but we'll work with it.
Maybe
we'll work with it.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, we'll work with it. So Corey says he kind of got thrown into the middle of things. Essentially, the sphere beings that really seem to be attracted to the law of one material, which come to find out is openly talked about on their website. They say that they are here to guide us through an epic human evolutionary event that we would call ascension, which we have been hearing a lot about, this whole grand awakening, all that type of jazz.
I hate the fact that this was all put together in 2016.
Wait a minute. Let me get through this paragraph and then you're going to really feel it. Great. Supposedly, in conjunction with this grand ascension, what's going to kick it off is the sun. With its energy, it will trigger advancements in human DNA and consciousness, which is rather weird considering all the solar activity that we've been having of late.
Yeah, the sun has been pretty fired up.
Unfortunately, Unfortunately, I don't currently feel like an X-Man. And so I'm going to go ahead and vote that we run that shit back at least a couple more times till I start developing superpowers.
Yeah, if we have already ascended, we were really fucking low, really friggin' low to start with.
Yeah, because I need to try to be like Wolverine or Magneto, somebody cool. So we're going to keep running it back until either the planet burns up or I become Wolverine.
I mean, you're on your way already.
Yeah. I mean, I have my mind made up. It's happening one way or the other.
Now you got my mind also manifesting you into Wolverine. So we're two ten toes down.
It's going to be cool.
I'm here for it.
It's going to be cool.
Hey, Holocult, do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Have a homie that's going to fight aliens with me? A, I'm glad it's you, but B, I'd be even more gladder if you were Wolverine.
Yeah. I would be more gladder if I was Wolverine too.
Just putting that out there.
It would be cool. It would be cool. And to be fair, when fighting aliens, it probably essentially better to be Wolverine than Magneto. However, I could see it how Magneto could play a massive role depending on the situation.
If the crystalline aluminum foil or whatever the hell it is, if that is
non-metallic.
Yeah.
Then Magneto is kind of up shit creek.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Do better, Magneto.
Oh, Wolverine it is. Mm-hmm. Anyways, apparently there are ancient prophecies that actually tell of these events. And they come from many different cultures. Oddly enough, the Sphere Alliance claims that without their help, this is where you cross back into the wishy-washy territory. Without the Sphere Alliance's help, this ascension could end up being catastrophic and unpredictable.
I don't trust the Sphere Alliance any more than I trust underwater.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It goes back to being wishy-washy, because now it's like, hey, guys, you're about to undergo becoming X-Men, but if we're not here to guide you, it's probably going to suck.
Yeah, that's every alien abduction doomsday scenario that any experiencer has ever brought back. They said, hey, the world's going to end unless you do what we tell you.
Yeah, yeah. So it goes back into wishy-washy. And that's the thing. Like, if we all have superpowers outside of us cyclopsing the world in half, how does it go that terrible? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm here for
it. I don't know. The main group Corey has interacted with are these blue avians, a race of humanoid beings with large eyes and bird-like feathers, which 100% reminds me of Birdman from Rick and Morty. Apparently, these are the same beings, which makes sense, that presented themselves to the Egyptians.
Mm.
Right?
That doesn't make sense.
Bird-like beings have been reported across time and culture with the Egyptians, Native Americans, Japanese, even in Babylonian and South America. Apparently, there are passages in the Bible that would also describe Gabriel as one of these beings. Ironically enough, now I think about it, I believe Gabriel was tied to, no, it was the Ark of Gabriel, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, the weapon that could destroy the world.
Yeah, that's strange. I didn't catch that till now. The Blue Avians are also responsible for the Law of One series, and apparently it was wrong. The raw in the raw material, they spelled it R-A. However, it's actually part of a bigger name, Raw Tier Air, and it's R-A-W, not R-A, like what we're affiliating with the Egyptian Raw.
Mm. I wonder still why. Kind of the same thing. Why everybody puts so much credence into the Blue Avians?
Like, I don't know.
Like, what about them automatically garnered our trust or whatever? Like,
don't ask me. They didn't get my trust.
Me either.
I'm not even that big of a fan of birds. No offense.
Also, so yeah, same. They're dumb. But
kind of in the same camp.
They're all like, oh, like I'm working with the Blue Avians, and they say, if we don't do this, then the whole world's going to explode. Well, okay, prove it.
Yeah, explode the world.
Like,
I'm calling your bluff.
Yeah, that is the worst ultimatum ever. Like, you're not giving us a choice, right? We have to do it your way, or we're going to die.
It's even weirder when you think back to some of the conversation we just had, but also Raw Terre says that people will start to use the Law of One as a legit belief system, even quoting it chapter and verse. They made it clear that there are certain distortions in the Law of One material that came from people at the LL research who presented it. So in my Law of One series, apparently the people that were channeling Raw, everybody involved there, some of them snuck things into the material to manipulate it to their advantage, which you and me and a lot of other people fully assumed happened with things like the Bible and other shit like that, mankind is notorious for doing these things. Not that the Bible is all just one pile of shit, because it's not, but to act like people didn't sneak things in there is utterly naive at best.
As soon as you start talking about it, I'm like, some idiot just added whatever the hell they wanted, because they know that the main course people are going to eat up, and in the process they're also going to take in the crumbs of this other horse shit.
Yeah. But it says, further stating that if we make it if we make it in, if we make the law of one into a bedrock belief system, it can create a personal religion that can actually be more damaging than helping. In the end, we all must exercise our own discernment and choose ourselves what the truth is without ever worshiping any document or source. Which is interesting to say. And I feel like they're saying that people who originally presented the material added things for their benefit. And I also feel like they're saying it's exactly how I've kind of chosen to live my life in a roundabout way. Just to kind of, I don't know, like I don't put a lot of weight into any one particular document or religious icon or anything like that. I kind of go in a weird roundabout way. I kind of go with where my heart / soul tells me to go. Yeah. So I kind of feel like that's what they're kind of trying to say in that statement. Corey also makes a statement that I'm not sure I exactly like. I get it. However, when reading things, I don't get a feel for how the person is saying it, but he states that he hasn't profited from this, which I'm assuming is probably a lie. He's kind of essentially sustained in this venture. So, I always feel weird when people equate their efforts, equate their kindness with dollar signs. It just makes me feel icky.
Feels gross. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I don't know. Like good people don't need to brag about what they're doing financially, in my opinion.
No.
You know, you don't need to brag about, well, it's nothing, Steve. I donated $10,000 the other day, bud.
Yeah, good people don't do good things to get a pat on the fucking back.
Exactly. They do them because it's a good thing to do.
It's a good thing to do. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not a big fan of those types of statements. I know it's a lot of it's probably tongue in cheek, and I know people get heated and use examples like that. I know that. I'm just saying, reading it as it is, as it stands, not a huge fan of that statement. I do agree, though, however, he probably would have done way better if he just stayed in the IT field. He'd probably be far more successful, but whatever. He does say that he laughs at people who wish to be in his shoes. And I want to point something out, minor out. Steve and I are essentially a great example. We never expect to make a ton of money with the show. Would it be awesome? Sure. However, we would trade our jobs for, say, $10,000 less a year, but be able to do this as a job instead of our daily sacrifice we make. Absolutely. So to say what Corey says is once again a little suspicious to me, simply because it is in the realm of possibility that he simply doesn't enjoy his job, but he does enjoy the venture that he's currently on. So it's, instead of slaving away, he decides to make this his full-time venture. Something I think anyone would be willing to do when you make those types of statements. Like I would try to make them as believable as possible. I do understand what he's saying. I just, you know, it's just one of them statements that kind of, I think it just, yeah, it just does a little bit more of a disservice than anything. What is crazy to me, though, is that assuming all of this information is true, but the military version of these secret space programs are told things that almost doesn't make sense. We're running into the assumption that the military is a very large part of these operations. However, it's almost like they're civilians, essentially, in this greater secret space program agenda. Because they're being told partial truths on the matters of space and spaceships. Like the most of the crafts they're witnessing are actually our crafts, not ET crafts. They're also being told that we can't live or leave our solar system due to its gravitational and energetic conditions. Most of the military personnel believe what they know is the entire truth. They think that any ET races that have visited us have come and gone a long time ago, and that anyone that is visiting us currently are time travelers from Earth's future. Interesting take on the situation. We've heard about royal bloodlines in some of our research, and according to Corey, those are real. However, the cabal, which doesn't make it, interestingly enough, depending on how you choose to look at this next statement is up to you. But if you're able to step back and view it in its entirety, I mean, I think you'll find it interesting. The cabal believes that we have bloodlines that go back to the pre-Atlantean human ET refugees they call pre-Adamites. So basically you have the timeline of the Bible play in here. You have giants, the flood, and so on, which according to these sources are what happened here on Earth, but because of these alien races. The pre-Adamites had what we would call giants, and they began to create smaller versions of themselves to better suit themselves to our atmosphere and gravity. As something happens and causes the Great Flood, a nuclear war, the Earth rotating on its axis, whatever it was causes Antarctica to essentially flash freeze, which is, according to Corey and his intel, how we lost Atlantis. But the other areas of the world also house some of these pre-Adamites, and they began to breed with the human population. All of that is ironic because we slightly talked about it on the Higher Side chats, but we talk about all this political movement down in Antarctica. Apparently everyone was going down there to check out the discovery on these pre-Adamite structures, which could also be the same structures unknowingly that we talked about with the Linda episode, Spartan 1 and 2, because they talked about visiting these ancient structures down there in Antarctica.
It is weird how it all overlaps.
Also, it plays into the Bible and Nephilim and all that stuff, with the Nephilim having sex with mankind, so on and so forth. Like, it all ties together. It's more about, because we've heard the bloodlines. I've heard stories of the bloodlines being linked back to Jesus. Those would be some of the 13 royal bloodlines branching off that. Now I'm hearing it's bloodlines from an ancient alien race.
Which, what if Jesus is a member of the ancient alien race?
Oh, I'm not seeing a problem with that idea. And that's what I meant. Like, depending on who you are, stepping back from the outside and looking at this, a lot of things line up in strange ways. I did find a few interesting questions, kind of like how I ended this series last time, that we're going to kind of go through, because ironically enough, like, as I'm trolling this guy's website, and he literally has a frequently asked questions page, right? And I'm like, well, I gotta see what gets asked. And they're I'm gonna tell you right now, there's no fucking way, friggin' way, these questions get asked all the time.
I knew you were gonna say that.
There's no way. Impossible.
I knew you were gonna say that. There's no way these are frequently asked questions.
No way. Like the first one here. Are there large, iridescent reptilians with small wings from Agartha?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, if so, are they benevolent or malevolent?
That may have been my question I submitted.
It probably was. I feel like you would ask that.
Inquiring minds would like to know.
He says, I have been deep below the Earth's surface on several occasions. There is a vast variety in the types of beings that live in the deep caverns beneath the Earth. The ecosystems down there and variety of life forms will be shocking one day when there is a full disclosure event. I have disclosed that there is not a hollow Earth, but a very porous honeycomb Earth. There are several types of raptors and reptilians that inhabit these regions, but are not friendly with each other, or the human types that have networks of cities. There are also a number of ET embassies below the surface and sea of the Earth that various ETs inhabit. All of the report of the Agartha network that I saw were that they were all humans from ancient breakaway civilizations that had moved underground and out into bases into our solar system and other star systems with a space fleet that they call the Silver Fleet. I have never heard of any reptilians referred to as ancient breakaway civilizations or a part of the Agartha network. Some people tend to lump all cities and everything in what they believe is in Hollow Earth as Agartha. This is an oversimplification and is not an accurate way to explain or depict the complexity of what is going on below the surface of the Earth and its oceans. As far as underground reptilians with wings being benevolent or malevolent, I have only seen reports of reptilians that reside on this planet as being of a malevolent nature by human standards, and to be avoided at all costs. It is harder to make a blanket statement about the raptors. There are some that work very well with humans and others that will devour a human upon sight.
So a couple things.
Cool.
He states there isn't a hollow Earth, but I'm stating there is a hollow sky.
Facts. So,
hollow cult forever.
Facts.
Two, solved my problem. My problem from earlier. I'm just going to poke a bunch of holes in the ocean.
Touche.
Flood the honeycomb Earth, which is going to drive the raptors out, who I will befriend. Then we're going to start an alliance.
We get to ride raptors.
We're going
to
start an alliance.
Are we talking like raptor dinosaurs or raptor four-wheelers?
Rappers. Like
Raptor. Oh, okay. Like two chains.
Yes. No, raptors. Both four-wheelers and dinosaurs.
Cool.
And we're going to use them to fight the underwater ancient Atlanteans.
Okay. I can get behind that.
How deep of a hole do I need to poke in the ocean to drain it?
Probably not very deep.
I don't think so either.
No, it can't be that bad.
That's why the oil rig's got to stay out there. They got to keep the holes plugged. They poked in it.
Yeah.
It's science, really.
We're pretty good at science.
We are Scientologists.
Yeah. No, we're not.
I'm trying my best.
That's fake news. So another question. Do some groups on Earth have the ability to communicate between dimensions and densities? What are the current situations of significance on some of these other realms? I'm not sure I fully understand the question. We all have the ability to communicate with beings in other densities. Reaching out to communicate to beings and trusting that they are positive in nature can be a very unwise thing to do. There are beings of other densities around all the time who are very deceptive and are able to read us, our intentions, and then use that information to manipulate us by telling us what we desire to hear. They use the quote-unquote trickster god model to convince us that they are here to help us and will often lead us off of a positive path with loving platitudes and new age concepts that they have profiled us and know we will bite on. Many negative groups or some positive groups have gotten in contact with tricksters with good intentions. They will provide good information and intelligence to keep them on the hook. It is very difficult to know who or what you are truly contacting. Some of the ETs that are allies with the Cabal are fourth and fifth density negative beings that still rely on high technology. These ETED groups, White Reptilian Draco Royals, have recently offered to give up their loyal followers, the Cabal, Illuminati, their lower caste allies, for safe passage of their royals and leaders out of the outer barrier that is keeping them inside the solar system. This has caused shock and panic within the Cabal groups, and they, like their quote-unquote gods, have began to turn on each other and try to position themselves to control the narrative of disclosure in a way that will show them in better light. They do not understand that there cannot be a partial disclosure. This is a literal Pandora's box. Once the box of disclosure is opened, a crack of all the information, including their crimes against humanity, will come out for all to see and deal with. I mean, it's kind of what we've been saying for a hot minute.
Yeah. We tried to warn you against the White Reptilian Draco magicians.
Yeah. And don't always trust things that you're just reaching out to. Probably not smart.
That's what I'm saying. Then you end up chained to Saturn and you don't know what the hell to do then.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. Then what are you going to do? Nothing. You're going to do exactly what he wants you to do. Because that's the pact you made.
That's the deal.
When you bought a Saturnian grimoire.
That's the deal.
You started saying stuff you didn't know about.
That's the deal.
That's the deal.
It's like saying Beetlejuice.
It technically is.
So another question.
These are the best.
Yeah, but they're frequently asked though, right?
I see how.
Yeah, obviously. You talk so kindly of the Mayans and their SST. What about other cultures who have disappeared from Earth? Do they have SSPs? I'm thinking of the Incas and other civilizations that simply disappeared. He responds with, yes, Gretchen, there are a handful of ancient human breakaway civilizations. A few are very benevolent and have kept their distance from all of the other groups until recently. They have come forward to assist in the rescue and rehabilitation of some of the humans that have been taken from Earth by hit-and-run raids of some negative ET races, as well as other human slaves that were traded to ETs and taken to other star systems. Some of these humans have been through such horrors that they are in no shape yet to return to our current society for a number of reasons. Some of these ancient breakaway groups have created colonies in other solar systems and have brought large numbers of these victims there to be rehabilitated. I wanted to say this so they all do not get a bad name from my recent disclosures. The majority of them, however, have been very deceptive and over many hundreds of years have presented themselves as gods, angels, and ETs from federations, councils, and confederations that are here to help humanity. It was discovered that some groups claiming to be ET were actually ancient human breakaway civilizations that are from surface civilizations of not that long ago. Then again, many of the actual ETs were not telling us that the truth of where their home star systems were located. In the SSPs, we began assigning different designations to beings and not calling them by their claimed star system origins. This is a very sensitive subject and one that has been filled with disinformation and deception for many years now. After the full disclosure event, there will be much that we will have to be unlearned and relearned by everyone.
My thing
essentially,
is,
essentially, everyone's a liar.
Yeah, my thing is like, You have information upon stacks of information that they have never been honest with us. And now you're like, well, you know who is kind of cool? The Blue Avians over here, like they're being all right. No, they're not. No, they're not. Just stop. Stop being friendly. Because They're all not good.
Yeah.
They cosplayed as our gods for eons. What more fuel do you need?
I agree. Don't trust aliens.
They literally sat there and watched humans sacrifice other humans in their names, essentially.
That does suck.
Which is frigged.
It is frigged.
So they can get it.
It's absolutely frigged.
They can get it.
Yeah. Last question here.
Last frequently asked question.
Yeah, last frequently asked question. And mind you, all these, his responses and stuff are verbatim from the website sphere alliance.com. So all credit goes to him and his people. But the last question I wanted to write in here was pretty freaking cool. Only because of the implications. This is the question, apparently. I was part of a team of three astronauts that went to Mars on a privately funded secret mission. Two are now dead. They're killing us to preserve the secret. Is Chad Johnson alive, safe, and sound? Is he part of the SSP program? Corey responds with,
is Chad Kiefer alive and well?
Yes.
Shout out Chad Kiefer.
Yes. Corey responds with, there is an older gentleman who was formerly in the U.S. Air Force and joint DOD-NASA black astronaut teams, who has recently been attending SSP Alliance Council meetings that goes by Chip Johnson. He is now stationed 100% off-world and was brought in from the military black ops space programs as part of the more recent defector groups that have been included. I only know his name because he was the only person of the group who was asking a number of questions. Most of the people in that group have kept mostly to themselves with their arms crossed and sit and listen at these council meetings. I doubt this is the same person, however. The person you are referring to is most likely higher level and in one of the corporate SSPs. If he is indeed alive and still a part of these programs. As far as the actual name you mentioned, there are far too many people for me to remember all of their names, even on the SSP Alliance Council itself. If you can find a way to contact me in a secure way, I'd be willing to discuss this in more detail. I don't know why, but I just love the fact that he mentions this quote-unquote black astronaut team.
Yeah, what does that even entail?
It's got to be like a black ops team, but for astronauts. Fucking cool.
Which is
freaking cool.
It is awesome. It is awesome. Can you imagine having that on your like resume, your dossier? Your
it just sounds super cool. Super cool.
Like, what are the requirements to get on that team?
Probably a lot more than we have, because I can't ride in that spinny thing. I'll puke.
Yeah, I guess. Same.
Yeah. And I definitely ain't getting on a ship and flying off the planet. Not happening.
No, you're pretty much on the Black Ops terrestrial team.
Yeah. Black Ops terrestrial America team.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if they're trained in like hand-to-hand human alien combat.
I hope so, because I'm trying That'd to do that.
Sick. That'd be sick.
Yeah. I get me some knee braces like Stone Cold. Yep. I need to buy one of his shirts.
Bionic. I got one in my closet.
I need to get one.
The Bionic Redneck.
That way I can just start stunning everybody.
Yeah, I get it. It's going to be hard on your lower back.
Yeah. My knees will take my one knee's already kind of boogered up because I got hurt at work, but my other knee's fine, but it'd still be cool to wear knee braces on both ones and get some jorts.
Oh yeah, and just stomp around.
Man, could you imagine me being on a black astronaut team with jorts knee braces, and an astronaut helmet.
Just slamming
slamming beers and stunning everything.
I can't imagine it, actually. Now that you painted that picture, I 100% see it.
I'd do it. Be pretty gangster.
Some of our artistic friends need to make that happen.
They probably will.
All right. That's the hollow call, the squatch call. Ooh.
That's me to... perfect. I'm surprised that we haven't discovered Bigfoot with that call.
I've been practicing.
Good.
Outside.
Good.
Someone needs to make somebody Artie, or even not Artie, needs to make that happen. We need a Kyle. And I thought about making a Hollow Sky 316 shirt. If we're putting all the cards on the table, so
yeah, might as well.
But I was gonna do Hollow Sky 319 since we started March 2019.
That's clever.
Kind of runs, right?
That's clever. That's clever.
Hollow Sky 319 says "Stay safe, stay weird."
Yeah,
kind of merges itself a little bit there.
Yeah, get frigged.
Get frigged. But yeah, we need that. We need a character, a caricaturer, or
you do an alien skull instead of his skull. You do an alien skull.
Fire with the flames.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about it.
It's not a bad idea.
Mashed with the HWO Hollow World Order shirt.
That's
a fucking thing. But yeah, someone draw Kyle as Stone Cold Steve, Stone Cold Kyle Brady with an astronaut helmet, just kicking ass and taking names.
That's right.
That's forever in my brain now.
Yeah, maybe one of these days I'll reach out to Corey Good and see if he'll want to come on the show. I don't know if he seems like he might be a little bit too big time for us, but you never know. And then I feel like if he does come on, he's just gonna absolutely melt our brains in a way that is probably not feasible.
Yeah, his frequently asked questions are better questions than I would have ever asked.
They're pretty in depth. They're pretty in depth.
I'd ask one question and he'd say, "I gotta go."
Yeah.
So I get
you guys are definitely, you're not even playing checkers, you're eating the checkers.
Like rallies.
Yeah. You're eating the checkers. And I'm out of here. Bye.
He just calls us dweebs and leaves.
Yeah, I hope so.
He says, this is the reason Disclosure's not... You two are the reason Disclosure's not happening.
Yeah.
Dummies.
Yep.
I say, now we're banned off YouTube. Anyway. That was fun. We were on a different level today.
It is interesting.
But thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. It's been a good time. Hope this kickstarts your Monday off. Hope you got some laughs in. Hope every time you close your eyes, you see Kyle with bionic knee braces on, just stomping mud holes, walking them dry all across the Intergalactic Federation.
Pretty epic.
That's how we roll. But we appreciate you all. Check us out on our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Come and kick it with us. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and Hollow Sky 319 says Kyle just whipped your ass, aliens.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list.
Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.